Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's epistle, St. Peter, the first pope, has some counsels for the clergy, bishops in particular, but really all priests. And so all priests should take up this reading, this letter of St. Peter, and read and meditate on it and apply it to their lives, examine their consciences to see if they are fulfilling what St. Peter says they ought to fulfill. First, he establishes his authority by saying he witnessed not only the sufferings of Christ, but also his glory, that glory which will be revealed in time to come. And then he says that the pastors are to feed the flock of God which is among them. That is, feed them with knowledge and doctrine, as I think the prophet Jeremiah says, and also with the sacraments, with grace, in particular the Holy Eucharist. So feed the flock, but in what way are pastors supposed to feed the flock and take care of it? Not by constraint. Okay, no one is forced to enter the priesthood, and no one should feel like they're forced to carry out their duties as a priest. But instead, St. Peter says, do it willingly, voluntarily, from the heart. And so these are what the dispositions of a priest should be, to undertake his ministry and all the sacrifices that entails willingly, voluntarily, and from the heart, not by constraint, not for filthy lucre's sake, okay, not for gaining money, and not lording it over the clergy, all right, that's in reference to bishops, that is, not abusing their authority and becoming tyrants. And if they do this faithfully, when the Prince of Pastors shall appear, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. And now, for bishops especially, if they are faithful in carrying out their duties and become the saints that they ought to be, they will in fact be great saints because they are living in the highest state of perfection as bishops, as successors of the apostles. And if they cooperate with all of the great and many graces that are given them, they will save many souls. And really, for that reason, they will receive greater glory in heaven. But there is a cost that must be paid, as St. Peter says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little. So there will be suffering involved. And of course, that could be applied to each and every one of us in fulfilling the duties according to our state in life. After you have suffered a little, will he himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you and give you that crown of glory. And so we just need to cultivate in ourselves the proper dispositions, willingly, voluntarily, and from the heart, fulfilling all of our duties to gain that crown of glory. And the best way to become faithful in carrying all of this out and becoming the saintly pastor you ought to be is to consecrate yourself to Our Lady, to entrust your priesthood to her, and to be a son of the Immaculate in the holy priesthood of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.